You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. I was down in Sydney yesterday doing TV for The Morning Show, and in that show we watched video clips of people on the street talking about their dreams. And one thing that I really noticed is how animated people are when they talk about their dreams. You know, imagine the situation. You're walking along in the CBD and a camera crew comes up and says to you, "Excuse me, would you like to be on national television and talk about your dream?" I mean, most people would freeze on the spot, but these people are always animated. All the facial muscles are totally engaged in telling the dream. The eyes are moving about. The hands are moving about. It's really quite stunning television. And I think it's because when you're telling a dream, you're really in touch with all the senses and the emotions and the feelings of the dream. When you're in a dream, it is so exciting, whether it's a good dream or a bad dream, that it really engages and lights up all the emotions. And so sometimes when you wake up from a dream, before writing it down, and writing it down is a vital step in understanding your dreams, because if you don't write them down, you forget them. But before writing them down, if you can talk your dream either to a partner or even to an empty room or to the cat, you can really capture that emotion and feeling of your dream before you write it down, and then hopefully you translate some of that emotion, which is part of the interpretation, into your writing. So in great emotional state on the end of the phone today, I hope, we have James. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Jane Theresa. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Up and raring to go, and I've had my dreams and I've thought about them. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Well, look, I've had a very interesting dream, Jane Theresa, and I'm hoping you can make heads or tails of it. And it is about a plane, and it wasn't really a pun there, but look, essentially my dream was I was looking up in the sky and I saw a plane. Now, when I looked up initially, I couldn't see a tail on the plane, and I thought, this plane is breaking up mid-flight. And I wasn't overly concerned. It wasn't like an oh my goodness, you know, there's a disaster impending, but I was watching to see what was happening. So that struck me as curious in the first sense. I looked again at the plane and I noticed some other attachments, and suddenly this plane became a new type of plane. When I looked, I could see that it was articulated. So it was a little bit like those articulated buses, you know, where they've got the bendy bits in the middle?
Yeah.
And so I thought, now this is really curious. I remember thinking at the time that it was an ingenious idea for a plane, because the aircraft could be flexible and it could cater for different amounts of passengers. But suddenly the plane went from nearly falling out of the sky, or I thought was going to fall out of the sky, to something that was quite new and interesting and flexible.
Mm.
The next scene, I've actually moved from the ground to inside the aircraft. So, you know, dreams have that strange way of doing that. And I was in the aircraft with the crew. I wasn't a member of the crew, but I was looking at this plane and I thought, wow, these crew are having a great time. You know, they were laughing and joking around in the galley, and all the passengers seemed happy. And I remember looking around thinking, this is what this new plane looks like. But I'm just wondering what this dream might mean, Jack Theresa.
It's absolutely fabulous. You're telling me this dream. I'm looking out the window and there's a plane flying past at the moment on a lovely trajectory going up, all things well. It's very interesting, because often when you dream about a plane, we look up in the sky to look at planes, and, you know, right from childhood, we probably look up and wonder at a plane and think, how does it do that? How does it stay up in the air? Like, it's ungrounded. It's something that's quite amazing and is going somewhere usually. And we also talk about having a plane of thought. You know, we talk about, having a goal to get to and projecting a goal out there, and, you know, and it way into the distance and looking to see where it will land. So quite often planes will come up in our dreams to represent ideas that we've got, you know, visions, things that we look up and think, oh, you know, plane of thought. Oh, I could have this thing, and I would have a goal, and I could land it over there. And, you know, and I don't know how I'm going to keep it up in the air, how I'm going to keep it going. Cause it's so quite often planes are our ideas. And the way that you described the dream, James, had a lot of ideas, words in it. You know, you looked up and you thought, you said, oh, that's an ingenious idea. So that, and you were saying, I was thinking about it, you know, and I thought and I looked. So there's a very contemplative feel. And even at the beginning of the dream, you said, although you suddenly noticed that the plane had no tail, you were curious, which is a kind of thinking kind of word. And it was like, it was no big dramatic deal. You didn't feel it was going to be an impending disaster, I think the words were that you said.
Yes.
You felt that, no, actually, although this plane hasn't got a tail, it's not going to crash, that something's going to come of this. Now, these are all kind of thinking kind of terms. This shows somebody that in the dream is in a very thinking mode. There's something here that might crash, but it's no disaster. I can think this one through. I can come through this with a new idea. And you see that in the dream. Oh, that's an ingenious idea, a new idea, a new plan or plane of doing things that will actually get you to where you want to be rather than crashing. So that's part of the essence of it. But to go right back to the beginning of the dream, you looked up and it was a plane. It should have got there. But the first problem or the only problem you saw with it was that it had no tail. So when you think of a plane, what's your, I mean, the tail has many functions, but what's your prime thinking about what the tail does for the plane?
It's about direction and steering. And it keeps the, as far as I understand, the tail keeps the plane upright. You know, without a tail, the plane will crash. But the tail does have a lot to do with the steering of the aircraft.
Right, so although you've got a pilot that makes the decisions or seemingly makes the decisions about where the plane's going to go, the head end, so to speak, in your mind, the tail end is what actually keeps it upright and actually steers the direction that the pilot has chosen?
Yes.
Right. Okay, so this dream is about something in your life, or the dream always refers to the day or two before. So it's something in your life that you were thinking, this has been going well, but I suddenly think we're in mid-flight. We haven't got there yet, but I'm suddenly thinking that it's breaking up because it's lost the thing which keeps the direction. It's lost the tail end. It's lost the thing which keeps direction. I, the pilot, know where I'm going. I know what I want to achieve, but I've lost or I fear that what's breaking up is this back end that keeps us on track, that supports us, that keeps us up there.
That's fascinating. You know, when we were talking about this, when I sent this dream in, I was thinking this might be about work. And the more I'm thinking about this, I'm thinking about very specific relationships now of people who I work closely with, and the configuration of those relationships is changing.
Yeah.
And I would see a particular person in that life. It concerned me initially, probably at the time that I was having this dream, but I think a couple of days on now, it isn't actually as dramatic as perhaps I had first thought, and it just requires some different thinking, yeah, some flexibility, which is really quite fascinating.
Did it also require speaking about it? Because you've got the word articulated there. You know, you saw the plane as articulated. Did you articulate your concerns to this person that you regard as the tail end of the plane?
I have articulated concerns, yes. And I've certainly done quite a bit of talking about it to a number of different people to get takes and get a fresh understanding of the way I see particular situations. So, and it has required a lot of flexibility as well. It's quite funny, isn't it, Jane, the way dreams can open up a whole aspect of your mind. You know, I was actually going down one track and it can be something completely different.
Well, what's interesting there is that it's probably both tracks. So if you think of life, any part of life, we really live life on four levels when you think about it. We live life on a physical level, you know, our body and the material things around us. We live life on a mental level, you know, what we think and our beliefs. We live life on an emotional level, you know, what we feel. And we live life on a spiritual level. You know, what's life all about? What am I learning from this? What's the meaning and purpose of life? And at various times in our life, we may not be in touch with all four levels, you know, and some people may just be in touch with the spiritual level and completely lost touch with the material side of life and their emotions. And other people may be completely, you know, physical only and not even having got in touch with their mental, emotional or spiritual capabilities. But we're all able, if we can find the connection, to work on four different levels. So any situation in your life, whether it's this situation you're thinking about, or whether it is your business, for example, are all interconnected, because what we do and what we learn on any one level, what we learn on, say, the emotional level, which is probably the one you're talking about, will then usually apply automatically to the other levels in life. So what you mend or you heal, say, on an emotional level in one relationship, will usually filter through and affect the outcome of the spiritual level, the physical level, the mental level, the whole lot. So in other words, what you do in when you talked through with that person and you articulated your feelings and you basically came up with a new and flexible way of doing things, and that worked for that relationship, that would have also filtered through to your business and to other areas of your life, maybe your own physical well-being, maybe your sense of meaning. It may take a few days or weeks for you to, you know, for the light bulb to light up and think, hang on a minute, that thing in my business just shifted. It's not losing its tail end anymore. Or my spiritual life, it's lost it. How did that happen? And it's because you've worked on one level, so that although you thought the dream was about your business, and it was, what came up when you were talking with me about it was more this other relationship with this person. And that will often happen in dream interpretation. You'll actually key on the one that's tougher to deal with. And when you, because that's what the dream is saying, look, I know you've got this thing about your business, but let's come in at it from this other angle, this relationship thing, for example. And if you can see that through the dream, and if you can get that, then everything else falls into place. Whereas if you just look at it, say, from the business perspective, it might take longer because the relationship issue might be a deeper issue. So you kind of, the dream goes for the guts, as always. And I love the fact at the end of your dream, James, that you were right inside the aircraft. So this is like you're right inside the situation. You're really feeling it. You're right inside James here. And I love the feeling that you particularly noticed that everyone in there was having a good time. Now, what that suggests is that at the time of the dream, you felt you weren't having a good time, because the end of the dream is like, hey, the resolution is we're all having a good time. Thank goodness now. So there is this. So, articulation, making sure that at whatever level you're working at, that the back end is working with you, not against you, that it's supporting your direction, that it's got a follow through, I guess, because it's the back end. Articulating, remaining flexible, and the more that you think up flexible ways to deal with relationship issues such as this, the more that you will think up flexible ways of bringing in new models, because this was a new play model in your dream, into your business area as well, in a way that results in everyone having a really good time. I like the fact that when you started to talk to me, you said, I want to work out the heads and tails of my dream, pardon the pun, because if you think about it, the head is the thinking, so the tail must be like the gut feeling, you know, the opposite positioning in your body to your head. It's like the guts of it. So what this dream has done is it's worked out the head end and the guts end. It's like we've got to be in touch with both here to go. And whenever a dream's got a futuristic feel to it, like, oh, that's a different kind of aircraft. Oh, that's a new idea. It's always a cause for great celebration, because so many of our dreams, you know, our dreams are processing our experiences in life. And so many of our dreams come up with a solution of, oh yeah, like that's what I've always thought. Oh yeah, that's what we know this, yawn, yawn. And it's wonderful when a dream comes up with a breakthrough and says, hey, maybe we can do things differently, because that's when we move forward in life.
Look, Jane Teresa, that's so amazing. Just to be able to listen to the words and actually have some reflection back. And it has, as you say, it's actually in uncovering a number of different areas. As you've been talking, I've actually been going through in my mind a number of different areas that this dream relates to. So it's amazing how the dreams work on multiple levels. So thank you so much for that.
It's a pleasure, James, and thanks so much for sharing your dream. It's in talking through it that you come to the main insights, but also in doing it publicly, you're helping so many other people, not only to understand their own dreams, but also to learn from yours, because we can all learn so much from each other. So thank you so much for that. And thanks everybody for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. You can find out more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And there's also my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, if you want to start by gaining some tips to understand your own dreams. It's an excellent reference, and you can get that from the Lifestyle Pod Network, which is at www.lifestylepodnetwork.com. So thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next week for another episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/DreamSight. The Dream Show is a production of DreamSight Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.